This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Trail, broadcast number 363 for Tuesday, April 23rd. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are mixed on Tuesday morning as the old crop contracts build on Monday's sharp increases while the new crop positions ease back. The heavily traded July contract adds $1.20 at $641.80 per ton, while the new crop November contract sheds 90 cents at $653.40 per ton. While there's support for canola coming from Chicago soybeans and soy meal, soy oil is a pinch lower. There are increases in Malaysian palm oil, but European rapeseed pulls back. Global crude oil prices nudge up, providing a little bit of support to the oilseeds. After Monday's sharp gains, the July canola contract is a little above its 20-day and 100-day moving averages. Meanwhile, crush margins lose ground, with the old crop positions and new crop November positions dropping about $10. Most of the prairies are to see temperatures in the high to mid-teens Celsius on Tuesday, but southern Manitoba is to be much cooler. The Canadian dollar is on the rise Tuesday morning, thanks to declines in the United States dollar. The loonie climbs to 73.18 U.S. cents, compared to Monday's close of 72.91. The U.S. Department of Agriculture issues its crop progress report, with corn planting doubling to 12% complete. Soybeans planted advances 5 points to 8% finished. Spring wheat planted reaches 15% in the ground, up 8 points on the week. Winter wheat conditions slip 5 points to 50% good to excellent. While parts of the U.S. Midwest are forecast to get rain on Tuesday, much of the region is expected to receive widespread showers over the coming weekend. In Argentina, the extent of crop damage from spiroplasma disease has yet to be determined, although yields will be lower than expected. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures turn higher on Tuesday morning. The July contract rises 3 cents at $11.79 per bushel. July soy meal is up $2.80 at $347.60 per short ton. But July soy oil loses almost a quarter cent at 45.43 cents per pound. Chicago corn is slightly higher, with the July contract nudging up a half cent at $4.50 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, as the July contract tacks on 2 cents at $3.54.5. The U.S. wheat complex is higher, with Chicago May up a penny at $5.89. Kansas City July gained 6 cents at $6.08.5. And Minneapolis July adds 7 cents at $6.69.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, April 23rd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.